B101.
She's back.
And we're back.
And that is a wonderful thing.
Woo! It's the Kathy Romano Show.
On B101.
One of our producers of the Kathy Romano Show, Brett Sheen, who's in this morning with us. He got himself into a little bit of trouble. He jumped a turnstile at a trolley station.
Little bit of a pickle, didn't you?
Just a little. Isn't that so cute, though? Doesn't that sound so cute? I was taking the trolley.
Yeah, by the way, this is not a big deal at
right.
all. We have just made it a big deal. Because he had a court hearing. He did actually have to go to court. Like, they didn't just cite him and you pay a fine. He had to go to court. So we wanted an update. He went on Tuesday. He was out yesterday and Thursday, so we're just getting the update. He got 3 hours of community service.
Which should have been a lot more than that.
I don't think so, Bobby. I think what they gave me is fair enough.
So I said, I was actually shocked when he told us the initial story that he was like, kind of like blaming the police officers.
Yeah.
And I was like, but they're just doing their job.
Right.
They called it theft of service. And I was like, SEPTA's stolen enough of my time.
I mean, that is kind of true.
Like, I've got the amount of trolleys that have left just watching me.
That's a pretty good point.
Right. And like there was a period of time where they just weren't coming.
Right.
Yeah. They just weren't operative.
Theft of service. Yeah. That's a really good line.
We want to talk about theft of service. SEPTA hit my line.
We were joking earlier and I said he needed to write an apology to the police officers.
Right.
And so you've prepared something?
I have something prepared. Is it okay? Should I go ahead?
Well,
yeah,
hold on.
Let
me hit this right here.
Okay.
Okay, get your music going.
Okay.
Yep. Or wait, you might want to stop just 1 second here when you do this, because we have brought in a police officer here.
We wanted you to
guy.
We have FOP board member Sergeant Mike Cerruti, who's in studio.
It's great to meet you, officer.
We brought an officer right in here at the same time because we thought if Brett's going to do an apology letter to the police, we should get an actual uniformed police officer to come in. So we have brought him in here.
They know what they're doing.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Give us your apology. We are then going to give a verdict on if we think you should be.
Or officer come on the microphone if he wants to tell us if it's good enough so we can have him go right around there to that far microphone right over
Laura
there. Laura will get you over there. Yep.
I'm being judged by so many people.
So many. All of us. And now Mike's here. Sergeant Mike.
It's nice to meet you.
This is great.
Officer. Okay.
Brett's like, you guys.
I knew something was up, too.
Yeah,
why did someone say that there was a guest in today? I'm asking Kathy, and she's just like, there's no guest. There's no guest. Yes, there is. Okay, here we go. With headlines detailing my actions as, quote, one of the most brazen transit crimes of the decade, I understand the mark I bear. I never meant for this to reflect upon the Kathy Romano Show's reputation and take full responsibility for the actions I've made. If I could take a moment to acknowledge my intent, let it be known that I merely sought to make it to my bed for a between work nap. Yes, I work two jobs. In the heat of that desire for slumber, I mentally entered a utopia in which all public transit was free. When apprehended by the officers, I was quick to turn my offense into defense, growing angry at the act of being stopped. That does not make what I did right, and I understand that. As this was my first run-in with the law, for a transit-related crime, I hope you can find it in your hearts to forgive me.
And that's
that
it.
Was good.
That's your apology. You did a good job, Brett.
Good job.
Well, let's ask the officer what he thinks on the apology.
Get real close to the mic. Did I pronounce your name?
Yes, you did.
Right? Okay.
Yep. It was a very good letter.
Okay.
There's one step I think you could go a little bit further.
Okay.
So tomorrow, we have our survivor's benefit at the FOP tomorrow, and we have a dunk tank.
Oh!
So what better way to show your... your complete sorrowness for the police and a great apology, but to get in the dunk tank for us.
And if I know Brett, he's going to say, well, that mean you'll sign my community service form right there. I know him.
Ooh, he'll Bobby, say, I didn't think about
if
that.
If I do that, will you sign the form for me?
The more money you raise for us, absolutely.
Oh, there you go, Brett.
Wow.
So there's an idea.
There is an idea. We will check Brett's work schedule and maybe you can make it out. So, Sergeant Cerruti, thank you so much for coming in
and
playing along with us this morning. You do have this event that is on Saturday. Tell us about the Survivors Fund.
So tomorrow is our 29th annual Survivors Family Benefit at the FOP. It's from 3 in the afternoon till 7. FOP is located at 11630 Caroline Road. So like I said, this is our 29th annual, but this year is a little special because this is the first time we're having inviting children as well.
Aww. Is this something you said? It supports the families that have
the survivor families.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
So with us inviting the children, Of course, we're going to have the dunk tank that Brent will be in, which we greatly appreciate. Moon bounces, face painting, petting zoo for all the kids. Okay. And for the adults, we didn't forget the adults. We have a live band. Big Romeo is going to be playing, DJ. We have everything that we normally, that we always have. And like I said, it's between 3 and 7. We have raffle baskets. We have sports memorabilia that will be auctioned off.
Do people need tickets?
They can either go on our website, FOP5.org,
okay,
or come to the door and pay the door. It's $40. Kids are free.
And it's open to the public. Anybody
open to
can
the public,
come.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Nice. Well, hey, 3 out of 4 members of the Kathy Romano Show are huge supporters.
Well, we greatly appreciate it.
We just changed my status now.
I didn't name names. You just jumped right in there. I didn't name names.
I think after tomorrow, we'll have 4.
I think exactly right. We can't thank you enough for doing this. Well, this is great. We shocked him. His face was great when he saw an officer walking in like, oh, here we go.
I don't know what's more red, the light or his face. Yeah.
Shenanigans, Kathy.
Brett's face
is You're
not going to
get away with this forever.
Brett's face is very red right now. Very red.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it. And I've supported the police for a long time. We actually have the Night for Blue, which is coming up for the Philadelphia Police Foundation. Their annual event as well is next week, and I'll be at that. So thank you. We're going to send people to FOP5.org. You can get tickets to attend the event tomorrow afternoon, and we'll see if maybe we can get Brett out there. And Brett, you did a good job on the apology.
Thank you.
Good job.
It's because I meant it.
Uh-huh.
FOP board member Sergeant Mike Cerruti, thanks again.
Thank you.